Hello everyone, welcome to the first class of the Agents of Conscious Business course. This is Diederik. With me on the call, Ewan and Jeroen. I'd like to hear a few words from you guys. Ewan?
Hi, yeah, this is exciting to be here. This feels like the culmination of a lot of work, kind of 2 years, we count it back. So this feels really exciting, and at the start of this eight-week journey, I think it's going to be a pretty amazing experience.
Hi, Ewan.
Yeah, hello. Also, welcome from me. I'm really looking forward to the course. We've been, like you were saying, been working really hard for a long time to making this work, and we have some really, really exciting teachers to be on this course, and I just think this is it's going to be an amazing journey, and I'm really looking forward to it. So, thank you, Diederik.
Yeah, beautiful. And as you can imagine, having started this journey like 2 years ago, this is a big moment for us. This is really a great moment to be here with all of you today. So we're super excited. And most of you, I think, know that last year we explored the larger vision and ideals of conscious business in the Waking Up the Workplace series that we did, interviewing around 15, 16 people. From there, we've designed this eight-week online course, this Agents of Conscious Business, to help all of you ground and practice that larger vision of conscious business in your own work. That's actually has been our main criterion in kind of selecting these teachers and designing the curriculum. And today we're kicking all of that off. So in a few minutes, we're going to break out into smaller groups because that way we can start getting to know each other a little better. There's people joining us from all over the world. There's over 60 participants in this course, and right now on the call there are people from Australia, from Asia, from Europe, from the United States, people from all over the world in all kinds of different time zones, which we're really appreciating. It's 6 p.m. in Amsterdam here, actually, if you if you're interested, and it's extremely sunny and warm. The weather just changed 2 days ago, so we're all sweating. Sitting here, but of course you won't smell us because we're not actually in a room together, so that is not a problem. So before we break into those smaller groups and we get to know each other a little better, I want to just say a few words about the overall course and particularly today's class. So I think most of you have seen that you can find all the info for this course and for each week's class on the Academy. If you are having any problems with finding anything or basically anything at all, you can always email us quickly at mail@wakingupthewerkplace.com. If anything isn't working out right now, that's maybe a place to go. And Jeroen and Ewan will have a look at that. And then, of course, so everything is on there, but I'll just summarize a few things about it. So like we said, it's 8 weeks. It's all online, but with this conference technology that we're using, we're now in the main room, you could say. It's like a big hall that we're in. Let's just say it looks beautiful and it's perfect temperature and we're all very comfortable. And then around these rooms are smaller breakout rooms that we will be able to use and for smaller group conversations and interactions. So today already you'll get to know quite a few other people that are on the call. Of course, it's hard to get to know everyone right from the start, but I think by the end of the course you will have had the opportunity to interact with, well, most if not all of the people at some point, which would, I can imagine, really start building the sense of community, of doing this together, of being on this journey of practicing conscious business together. So the main focus or element of this course are these eight classes, and then outside of these calls you will have the recordings of the calls, you will have the workbooks, the resources on the Academy website, and also the opportunity to interact on the Academy website. So this is the opening call, and what we're going to be doing today is basically make sure that we get a chance to get to know each other a little bit better and to hear what has brought you to this course and to this desire to practice conscious business, and not just listen to these interviews that we did before, and to get the vision, to actually start putting it into practice and to ground it in your own environment, in your own work. That's most important. And to do that, we also want to make sure that you have a clear sense of where you are now in this journey and where you want to be in 8 weeks' time by the end of the course, having interacted with these 60 people, 6 teachers. Today in this call, we're going to clarify this as far as we can, and then, of course, with the workbook, you will be able to deepen that even further. So I'm hoping that by the end of this call, you will have a much clearer sense of, you know, conscious business, you know, like, what is it? The piece I forgot to add in there is that Ewan has prepared kind of a blueprint based on last year's interview series that he's going to share with us, just to get a sense of, like, reminding ourselves of, okay, what is this all about, this conscious business, and to use that to get a sense of where we are and where you want to be by the end of this course, so you can really get the most out of it. So that's today. We'll have about 1.5 hours, minus 10 minutes by now, of course, and then a half hour open discussion forums. And I think that covers the stuff I wanted to talk about with regard to the overall course and today's session. It's a little weird, like, not hearing from you because you're obviously all muted so far. It would get pretty messy if we don't. But I'm ready to start hearing some of you at least, which is why we're moving to the next piece, getting to know each other. In a minute, we're going to break you into groups of 3. As you know, we're 3, and that works out really well for us. So we decided to put you in groups of 3 as well. It should give you the opportunity to talk to a few other people, but also, you know, like, not have very little time. And I'll give you a few instructions on how to get the most out of that interaction. So for this next breakout, I'd like you to answer 2 questions. First is very simple. Who are you? And second one is one that, if you've listened to the interviews, you know we have asked of every speaker so far, and we thought it'd be nice to ask it of you as well. Second question is, what is work to you? Like, what does that mean, work? So who are you, and what is work to you? We'll take about 10 minutes. We'll sound a chime every 3 minutes, so you'll know when to switch, and everyone gets a chance to share. So when you hear the chime, just announce yourself, hi, this is Dieterik. And answer 2 questions. First, who are you? And second, what does work to you? So here we go. Okay, so welcome back to the main room. I can imagine that's kind of a disorienting experience because I'm talking about main room, breakout rooms, where you're just sitting there in a room listening to your phone. So, of course, there's not actually a main room or breakout rooms. But we're just using that language to give you a sense of place and of orientation, because it can be a little weird to understand what's happening. I also want to appreciate that this is kind of the first time that maybe some of you are doing this, and also that we're using this technology. So it maybe takes a little bit of getting used to. We quickly went around a few of the rooms to just see if everything was working all right and people could talk to each other. And from doing it, it sounded like you were having some great conversations, and it really got fired up towards the end, I think. So that was awesome. It would be really nice just for a few minutes to hear from some of you what you talked about, like what struck a chord, maybe what was work to you or someone else that really struck a chord. And if you want to share, just press 1. On your phone, or press 1 on the dial pad of Skype, if you're using that. That will raise your hand for us, again virtually, so that we can unmute you and hear from you. It'll just be relatively short, but it would be nice to hear from a few people about the conversation just now, and maybe what you talked about with this question of what is work to you. Okay, so there's a few coming on. I'll unmute you so you can talk. Dino, you should be in the main room able to talk. Are you there?
Okay. Yes, I'm there, Dieterik. Thank you. Yeah, it was, first of all, a very interesting experience going to a separate room so fast from one to the other. What really struck me, it was beautiful. I was in a conversation with Mart and with Melba. Melba was sharing about her coaching that she does now, and she was explaining that she uses horses for coaches, as a coach. And the reason, what she was explaining me, which really struck me, is that she's saying the authenticity of horses is so strong. It's their capacity. And with that, it helps people also, which I found very beautiful.
Beautiful. Thanks for sharing that, Dino. I also, you know, anyone else that wants to share about their breakout room experience and what they talked about, be nice. I mean, this is almost like a test, you know, to just try it out. It's not super important just yet what we're talking about. Well, actually, it was kind of important, but this is an opportunity to quickly test. Just dial 1, and then we can unmute you and hear from you. So Ewan is saying there's a few more hands. Unmute. Great. So Ariel, you are with us in the main room. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you. Yes, I was really struck by the fact that Ivana, Susan, and I all seem to really have a similar story regarding leaving corporate and listening to our, you know, energy and passions and doing that in our work. And also that it seemed, for sure, Ivana and I think Susan as well, and you know my story a little bit as well, that there was a calling to really come and do this work with you guys. And there was something that just sort of a ripple of energy that went through me when I heard that, and I'm really excited about that today. Thanks.
Wow, and all that in just 10 minutes of the first breakout, which I imagine must have been disorienting. That's really beautiful. Well, we'll do a few more of those. We'll do a lot more of those, actually, throughout this course, and we'll do one more during this call and one at the end, which is kind of more open-ended. And of course, every time we do this, we'll, you know, get some people to share insights and reflections from the breakout rooms, because it's just nice. You've only talked to maybe 1 or 2 or 3 other people, and it's nice to hear from others as well and to get a sense of what they talked about. So we'll keep doing that, and I'm sure you'll get a chance to share at least once if you want to. So in the meantime, we're going to move on to the next thing that we want to share with you, which is Ewan's presentation on what we're calling the blueprint of conscious business. So Ewan, you want to take over?
Sure. Yeah, thanks, Deirdre. So what I want to just go through with you, I'm going to take 15, maybe 20 minutes to go through this. I want to try and give a very general definition of conscious business as we've kind of experienced this series and work in this area for some time. I hope that will kind of help orient the course in those kind of larger terms, and then I'm going to bring it right back down to the kind of individual practice of what we're doing on this course and the different modules and how that's going to fit in with it. One major caveat, of course, this is all my own words, my own expression. If it's useful, take it. If it's not, throw it away. And as you do listen, see if you can just, as you listen to what I'm saying, see if you can bring the words down into your own life and your own experience and see how what I'm talking about resonates in your own life and your own work, and perhaps which, and particularly perhaps which parts of what I'm talking about seem like they're the challenging aspects for you and your work. And the reason I'm saying that is because that might help inform the next part of the class that Dieter is going to lead. So, first question, small question, what is conscious business? I think it's a very complex question. Here's a look at it. So I think business, the idea of business, one definition we could talk about these days is the exchange of goods and services. One person has something that someone else wants. This is not a new idea. This is a really old idea. In fact, I think to kind of really go back in large terms, I mean, I think we can talk about business was going on in tribal society, that there was kind of tribal barter going on, that one guy has a spear and another woman has a wolf skin and they want to make an exchange which benefits both of them. That's kind of, that would be an early form of business in one sense. And what's interesting about that early form of business is, of course, the purpose is very different to what we do these days. The purpose of early tribal barter was, of course, survival. I mean, you're exchanging things that help you survive and stay alive. As we fast forward in time a little bit, you know, it starts to shift a little bit, and we start to get the kind of artisans or professionals, people that have got very specific skills that they devote a lot of their time to. For example, blacksmiths or farmers or healers or whatever it may be. It's kind of the idea of livelihood. Again, in my words, I would still call this business. It's just a kind of slightly earlier form of it. And then we can fast forward into more modern times and kind of the setup of the global marketplace, perhaps inspired by some of Adam Smith's work. And I want to mention, as the three of us live in the Netherlands, actually, what's considered to be the first ever public company was founded in 1602. It was the Dutch East India Company. And what was interesting, I think, about the companies that were starting to form around that period, especially from the Netherlands with its kind of strong trader background, was that we can travel across to another side of the world and we can pick up resources that don't exist in our part of the world, and we can bring them back and we can exchange those for money. So, but the interesting thing about the Dutch East India Company is that it really did transcend kind of national politics, and they actually had governance that went beyond the national rules. As we come right into the modern day, we can look at companies kind of like ExxonMobil, or very big companies. Why I'm saying all this is I think as you look through those kind of different types of company or different types of business, like almost like tribal business, kind of like artisan business, global business, and then conscious business. And what are we talking about with conscious business? Why is that different? So I think the big difference that's changing through these different epochs or these different paradigms is, of course, what is the purpose behind it? What is the purpose behind exchanging goods and services for money or for other goods and services? Like, why do we do that? And as I mentioned, I think early on, there was a very particular idea that, you know, we do it for survival. Early humans are doing stuff so they can actually survive and stay alive. Then it's changing that if you learn a skill, a profession like being a blacksmith, you can have more money and you can support your family more effectively. Into the global kind of marketplace, you know, it's often for material gain. There is an ethic. If you look at someone like Ayn Rand's work, I don't necessarily philosophically agree with everything she said, but you know, her argument was that it's better for the world if everyone is selfishly trying to create as much material wealth as they can for themselves. Now, we could probably take issue with that, but the point I'm making is that they think they're doing the best thing. Conscious business looks at it in a different way. Conscious business is saying, what's the purpose behind business, and what's the deeper purpose? So, just to move on a little further then, so how is conscious business exactly different from these other types? So I think there's a couple of main pieces here. Obviously, it's kind of encapsulated in the name. It's bringing in the consciousness piece. So conscious of what? Well, I think this is where the two pieces are. I think there's conscious, being conscious of the deeper purpose behind the business, that this is going beyond trade and profit and monetary wealth, although that comes into it, which I'll touch on shortly. But it's really looking at what is the deeper purpose behind the business. And the second one is getting very conscious of the impact that that business is having, whether it be the social impact on, in our kind of idealistic, grandiose terms, the impact on changing the world, or what is the impact on the environment, or everything that it's involved in. So moving on to... let me dive in a little deeper into, I'm going to talk about three different levels of conscious business. Again, this is just a map, this is just my way of describing it, but I hope it's useful. So three levels, the personal level, the organizational level, and the global level. In the personal level, I think as we look at why do we practice conscious business as individuals, I think it starts with the question of why. What is the why behind our work? A lot of people talk about kind of purpose or mission. I don't necessarily resonate with those words, but I think what's behind that is the question of why. And Another teacher of mine made a great point on why, the why behind our business. So someone might say, well, my purpose is to be an investor. I invest in entrepreneurs and I help them to get money for their businesses. So they may say that's their purpose, that's their why. I am a conscious investor. Actually, that's more like the what. The why is the reason behind it. So you might look at that conscious investor and they're saying, well, the reason I'm doing it is because I want to free ambitious people with creative ideas to do more of their work in the world, and that's the why behind it. I think that nature of why, or our purpose, or our calling, or our mission, or our unique gifts, all of those kind of different words we're talking about, I think that has to underpin conscious business on a personal level. I think without that connection to that deeper calling, to put it in even more spiritual terms, maybe it's like a soul mission. Without connecting it to that, I think it's, unconscious, but I think the more that connection is there, I think the deeper that conscious aspect is. Second part of that personal level is how do I have the skillful means to then manifest and express that vision pragmatically out in the world? I'm going to unpack that a little bit more later on as I kind of whip through the course and what we're going to cover. But let me whip on to the second level of conscious business that I'm laying out, which is the organizational level. A couple of points. Brian Robertson talks about the purpose behind organizations. What does this organization want to do in the world, and what does the world want the organization to do? I think when we're looking at conscious business on an organizational level, again, it's tied right into purpose. It's looking about why are we doing this? What is the change we're trying to make? What is the transformation we're trying to make? And this is where it's really differentiated from, for example, Milton Friedman, who was the famous kind of market economist who defined the purpose of business as maximizing profits for its shareholders. And I think that's where, with conscious business, we're starting to deconstruct that definition a little and inquire into the premise of the question. So the analogy that I like, kind of riffing off John Mackey's analogy, is just kind of like a car analogy. So if you think about a business as like a car, you get in a car to go somewhere. You get in a car to go from point A to point B. Just like in a business, you want to manifest something, or you want to create something that doesn't already exist. You need fuel to travel in a car. And the fuel in a business is like the money. You need the money to get from point A to point B. But the point of a car is not to have fuel, just like the point of a business is not to have money. Money is the means for you to get from where you are to where you're going. This is also John Mackey's further point about the kind of multi-stakeholder approach, I think a conscious business is really tuning into the different stakeholders that are involved in that business. So there's, of course, the shareholders, but there's the customers, there's the employees, there's the environment, there's the community it operates in. So all these things are kind of being affected by the business. All these things are stakeholders in the business, if you like. And I think the conscious approach is saying, okay, we have all these things that the business is impacting and affecting. Let's be conscious of that. Let's be conscious of the different things that it's impacting. And ask the question, well, how do we want it to impact those dimensions? How can we use a business to impact those things in what we consider to be a positive way? And then briefly, let me finish on the global level of conscious business. I think the only point I want to make on this one is, you know, I kind of grew up in a slightly countercultural background, and the values in my upbringing were like those traditional countercultural things, which is like, business is the root of all evil, and we need to get rid of capitalism before we can change the world or improve the world. And I don't think business is going anywhere fast. I think, as you can tell from my kind of whip back through the human history back to tribal times, I think that kind of nature of exchange has always been there. I think the question is, rather than saying that business is the problem, it's kind of questioning the assumption in the question, and saying, well, how can we reinterpret business, and how can we look at it differently? So I think that's exactly what this course is going to do, but not on those second two levels. So final section before I hand back to Diederik is basically, how does this course fit into everything I've just said? So this course is really going to concentrate on the first level. We're not going to concentrate on the global level for sure. We're going to touch on the organizational level very briefly, I think, with Brian, but we're really looking at the personal level. The reason for that is, well, A, I think that's where it starts. I think that's where the fundament is. And two, I think that's where we have the most control. I think we kind of start in our own house. So let me just whip through, I've got like six different kind of possible components or aspects of practicing conscious business as an individual. And I'll tie those into how we're going to cover them in the course briefly. Number one, purpose, as I mentioned before in a bunch of sections. Purpose, you could say, is my ability to tune into the deeper purpose of my work, align my business with that purpose. And so I think this is where things like dynamic steering or sensing roles and accountabilities come into it, which is what Brian is going to cover in his session as well as other things. Point number two, leadership, my ability to inspire and influence all the people I collaborate with. So this is getting in touch with things like worldviews or styles of leadership or how to use skillful means. This is what Brett is going to cover in a lot of detail next week. Point number three, productivity, which is kind of my ability to practically get things done and align my intentions with my actual behavior. So how do I deal with to-do lists? How do I deal with overflowing inboxes? How do I deal with horizons of focus? This is what David Allen is going to cover in his sessions, among other things. Point number four, communication. And I think this is perhaps the most important one, which is communication, my ability to relate and collaborate with people interpersonally around me. How do I understand who they are? How do I meet them where they're at? How do I translate and communicate with them? I think this is one of the most crucial aspects that in business at large, as well as I think the conscious business movement, people find this one really hard. So we're going to put quite a lot of attention on this one. This is looking at things like how do we actually language the things that we're saying to one another, how do we express those things in precise language, how do worldviews and kind of the psychology and development of people influence that, and the nature of personal responsibility in communicating with people. So Fred Kaufman is going to cover that a lot. It's also going to be touched upon by Bill Talbot and Brett Thomas as well. And then the final two sessions, Rand Stegen is going to do a slightly different session. He's kind of going to try and integrate a lot of the stuff that's covered throughout the course from a content perspective and kind of bring it together. I think he's a great example of a kind of an agent of conscious business in a sense. I think he's doing incredible work. So he's going to try and bring all the content together in terms of how it fits in. And then the final session, myself and Diederik and Jeroen will lead again. And we're going to integrate it more from a process point of view. So we're going to look back as a group over the course that we followed and really tune into our learnings or our insights or our questions and then how we go back with the learnings that we've had back into the marketplace. So that was a whistle-stop tour through a few points on what conscious business could be. I will hand back to Diederik to go into the next section.
Yeah, and before we do that, make a few reflections, because like you said, you whipped through that really fast, and there's a lot that you covered, I think. So there's a few things I wanted to pull out and just highlight. One is, this course is focusing mainly on the personal level, but something that is included in that, and which you briefly talked about, but I want to emphasize, is of course the personal level doesn't just mean me sitting in a vacuum, me being in an office by myself. Yes. That's not how work shows up for most of us. It may be like that for some of us, but even then we often interact virtually or face-to-face with clients, with suppliers, with all types of other stakeholders. So we're never really just by ourselves if we're in business or at work. And I wanted to emphasize that when we talk about the personal level, and that's the focus of this course, that fully includes those relationships and the interpersonal dimension. Because I personally don't really believe that you can be practicing conscious business by yourself in a vacuum. Would be great, would be nice and comfortable, But in reality, we're continuously in relationship with everything and lots of different people. So that's actually where it gets most interesting, because when I'm at home and I may be sitting on my meditation cushion, or I'm sitting behind my very organized desk and I'm doing things, maybe I manage to be relatively conscious. You know, definitely not all the time, but it may be a little bit easier. However, when I move into a workspace where there are colleagues, where there's maybe Jeroen and Ewan working with me to create this course, all of a sudden there's this whole other dynamic going on where I'm communicating to them about what I think is really important and what needs to be included here, about where I think we should be going and what's like the meaning and purpose of the work that we're doing, about my personal values and what I believe in and what I want the work that we do to express. There's how we collaborate, like the very basic stuff from productivity, like who does what are our expectations of each other. And there's so much stuff going on, and so much of that is relatively unconscious. It's like the iceberg, where there's like a tip that's a little bit conscious, maybe the stuff that we write down or we talk about, and then there is so much going on below the waterline that we're not conscious of. That's not necessarily opposed to what Ewan said. I just wanted to kind of highlight that, because that's really juicy to me, not just doing it personally, individually, but doing conscious business, practicing that when there's others involved. In my case, I get lucky. Jeroen and Ewan kind of get conscious business most days, and we can talk about this stuff. I know for a lot of you that's not true, and you go into places, as do we, where people don't know about conscious business, they don't necessarily understand it, they maybe don't even care. Then how do you show up, how do you lead, how do you communicate, how do you get things done? So that's really what we're going to focus on in this course. And that's what Ewan is referring to when he's talking about the focus on the personal. So those are my two cents. You want to chime in, Jeroen, with any of your thoughts?
Yes. I think one of the key things for me is, if you look at conscious business, is that the consciousness part is something that you can develop, and that this is one of the key things. It's not just that something that you can personally develop, it's actually people can measure the degree to which someone is conscious. Somebody like Bill Thorbert, who is also one of the teachers on this course. And if you combine that with a beautiful other quote from Bill O'Brien, who is saying that the interior of the intervener determines the quality of the intervention, then to me that provides a very clear relationship in why it is important to work on yourself and to really be conscious of what is happening in yourself personally. Like, that could be, what is my deeper purpose, but what is my motivation? How do I emotionally react to a difficult situation? So that is why the inside-out approach is something that is very important in developing yourself as an agent of conscious change. And one way how I sometimes look at that is that the first level, where you become, you know, where there's like self-awareness and you are aware of like where, you know, what is happening in me, will actually allow you to be more working on self-management. You know, how can I show up in the fullest possible way? And why that interaction of becoming aware of what's happening in yourself and then being able to manage that, that also allows to tune into what is happening in other people, what is happening in a person that I have to work with, what is, you know, somebody that I want to work together with, or somebody that you know, that is a client or some of your spouse. And by becoming more sensitive of how other people are behaving, what other people's motivation is, that also allows for a greater room to actually steer and actually be able to create outcomes for your organization or for, you know, your relationships that create more value for, you know, all people involved. So to me, the final point that I want to make about that is that I myself, or you yourself, are the point of reference from which you can learn a lot in going out there in the world and being this agent of conscious business.
That's great. Reminds me of how Brian Robertson talks about being a sensor, how you sense into different fields and how you can then process what you're sensing into effective change, into action, etc. So there's lots of stuff in there that we want to unpack. We're basically just kind of throwing it all up in the air. And what our teachers are going to do is help all of us kind of unpack the different pieces of that. We're in a few minutes we're going to move on and we'll have a short break actually. We thought we'd do a little experiment and do a short break on this type of teleconference. But before we do that, there's room for maybe one or two quick comments or questions if there are any. So if you're sitting there and you have a question or a comment, just dial 1 again, and then we'll unmute you and we can hear from you. So we'll start with the first from Prasanna from Australia. Hi.
Yep. Hello. I've got a question here. Is it, when we say conscious business, is it the same thing as ethical business? Or is it focused on self-development and the self-awareness, that kind of approach when working with people? I'm through. That's my question.
I'm just looking at the other two guys, whether they got that, but the connection is not that great, so I actually didn't hear your question. Could you just rephrase that and maybe a little bit louder?
Okay. When we say conscious business, do we mean to say the same thing as ethical business? What is good and what is bad, that kind of qualification associated with the business, or conscious business is associated with self-development and self-awareness and working in the within the organization. What exactly is the focus of this course?
I don't know exactly if I understand you correctly, but I think two things that I did here is about personal development and the relation, you know, and organization, and what is the relation between these two in the course. And if that was your question, then I'll try to answer it, which is, for me, those are two very intertwined aspects of being successful out there in the world. And successful in the sense of that's where I really have, where I get my sense of meaning for or my purpose, that I'm able to express that in a situation, for example, in an organization, or in a or in a relation with a client or the people that I work with. And for me, there's this balanced side between, on the one hand, my own personal development, and how am I able to communicate with others, and how am I able to create synergy and work together to collaboratively reach the highest potential of the organizations that I'm interacting with. And to me, these are both very core aspects which have a certain level of skills that an agent of conscious business would like to develop. And I do think that particularly the teachers that we have on this course will really look into what skills are very beneficial, and what techniques do they use to be able to express their own ideas and meaning of purpose in a successful way into the work that they do in the world or with clients or in their relations, in such a way that other people are really understanding them and being motivated, and that they together go to successful outcomes.
Great. I hope that was the question, and if that was the question, I hope that answered it. If not, Prasanna, maybe you can drop us an email at mail@wakingupthworkplace.com, because it was kind of hard to hear you. But I hope that answered it. We'll have room for one more question or comment, this time from Linda Sitkowski from, I think, the U.S. Are you there, Linda?
Yes, I am. Hi, everyone. My question is, I can't wait to hear all the speakers, and I did attend the Waking Up the Workplace series, I think it was over the summer last year, and my question is, in terms of this course, I'm looking to get some practical sort of tools and resources that I can apply to my consulting business. I do talent management, executive coaching, and organizational development work. Is that something that we'll be getting out of this course?
Yeah, great question. And you may or may not know that out of three of us, two of us, Jeroen and me, also work in a consulting business and focus on organizational development. So it's a question that's close to my heart. It's kind of yes and no. First, we're really focusing on our individual practice of conscious business, which is relevant whatever the work is, whether it's consulting or being a blacksmith, as Ewan mentioned, or doing something completely different, because it's how we show up at work, whatever that work is. So I think that will really be relevant for everyone. And also how we interact from, you know, whatever the work is, how we interact with our clients, consulting clients, but also colleagues, suppliers, etc. So I think, like I said, that is kind of the stuff that's relevant for everyone. I think you'll find that a lot of the speakers do also work as either coaches or consultants or have worked as coaches or consultants. So I think you'll find there's a lot of overlap. This is not necessarily the course for being like a conscious business consultant, as in laying out all the tools and practices that are necessary to do that. One, we don't have that picture, like that complete picture. We don't know what all those tools are necessarily. We've been doing it for like 5 years, but we don't have a complete picture. And two, we just wanted to start with what we're looking at as kind of 101, so doing it as an individual. So again, kind of yes and no. Hope that answers the question.
Yes, thank you.
You want to add a brief comment?
Yeah, just to add a very brief comment. What it clearly is not is just, for example, a course about meditation and just your personal development. It is really about showing up in the workplace and how do you work and how do you get work done. And I think an important distinction is that a lot of the tools are techniques. And these techniques you can read a lot about. You know, there's quite a lot available about different techniques that people are using. So, for example, holacracy as a technique that Brian Robertson is using. We specifically did not want him to talk about just the technique that he was using, but what skills has he developed over the last years that make him apply those techniques in a way that he is successful with his clients. So, for example, you know, in the consulting work that he does, how is he able to listen to the question that the client has and is able to translate from his own background in solutions, being able to translate what tools that he has in such a way that his clients are actually understanding what they will get out of it, what the results will be. And these are some underlying skills, and that is really what the focus of the course is about. And I know that there are a lot of people who are really interested in some of the tools, and we will definitely provide also within the resource section a lot of the tools that we have found and that we recommend as well. And I hope that adds a bit to the question.
Great. So like I said, next, a little bit of an experiment. We want to just have a 5-minute break, and we jokingly called it our conscious break. We're hoping that for us and for you that we'll just take a break where you can either just quickly go to the toilet or grab a drink or just stretch and stand up. We'll only take a few minutes because we want to continue, but when we're sitting in a chair for like 90 minutes, that's very long and gets a little bit stale. So I invite you to just get up and move about, do whatever you need to do. Again, we'll take 5 minutes. We'll put the hold music on. Then when we get back, we'll move into a very cool exercise on visioning and getting clear about what you want to get out of this course. So with me, it's now 7 o'clock. We'll take 5 minutes, and I'll see you at 7:05 my time or something 5 your time. So welcome back. That was about 5 minutes. I hope you enjoyed that break. I definitely did. It was nice to get up and move around a little bit. And we're ready for the second part. We'll go on for another more or less 25 minutes. And then there will be an opportunity to do another longer breakout for the last half hour if you're ready to join that. But the main piece of this class is going to run for another 25 minutes. So where I want to start is, I forgot to tell you this before the break, but I'll tell you now. It would be great if you can get some pen and some paper, or if you're near a computer, that's fine as well. I think pen and paper might be even nicer. But if you don't have that already, just quickly get that, because we're going to need it for this next exercise. And while people are getting that, I'll just introduce the next piece, which is actually the final piece and maybe the most important, because what we want to do the next 20 minutes is to help you clarify what is it that you most want to get out of this course. You're here. It's exciting. We've gotten to know a few people. We've looked briefly at conscious business and what is that and what will we be covering. You've probably looked at the Academy website and maybe had some resources, so you have a sense of what this course is about, or you wouldn't have joined it, I'm sure. But what is it really that had you join this course? And what is it really that you want to get out of this? I mean, are you simply going to listen to all the calls and maybe read a few resources? That's fine. And I think you could probably get a little bit more out of it by just being really conscious, there we are again, about where you are now and what you want to learn, where you want to get to. So that's what we're going to do next. I hope you by now you found some pen and paper, or you have a computer or a laptop handy. And for now you can just put that to the side, because we'll take a few minutes for a kind of visioning exercise. So I invite you to get comfortable in your seat. I assume most of you will be sitting. If not, that might be nice. And just sit upright with your feet resting on the floor. And if you want, you can gently close your eyes. And just take a few deep breaths. Another deep breath, just really relax. As you do that, feel your body. Feel your feet resting lightly on the ground. Feel your weight in the chair. Maybe there is a sound or some background noise. Just hear that and let it go again. Breathe naturally and enjoy your breathing. Now, imagine July 12th, 2012, and you've just finished the course yesterday, and you've taken some time to sit down in a quiet place with a pen and some paper, maybe a nice hot drink, maybe tea or coffee or whatever works for you. You've turned off your phone and you really have some time to reflect on the journey of the past 8 weeks. Just notice how you feel right now, having finished the course. Now from this place, I'm going to give you a couple minutes to do some journaling silently. It's going to be just you. You can open your eyes, get your pen and paper out, and I'd like you to write down and finish the following sentence stem. From this place, having finished the course, what I now have that I didn't have before the course is, so just grab pen and paper, write down that sentence, and just finish it. And when you finish it, write down the same sentence and finish it again. Just keep flowing with that, journaling for a few minutes. So I'll repeat. What I now have that I didn't have before the course is, just start writing. Don't worry about how or why. Just write. So, if you haven't already, just finish that sentence. And sit back for a moment. And just take another deep breath. And next we're gonna do another round of breakouts where you'll get the chance to share some of what you've journaled about. And also, like, why is that important to you? Because I'm guessing that if you've been doing this, that after a few tries you get maybe a deeper level or a deeper layer of what you have at the end of the course that you didn't have before. So maybe quickly look over your writing, your journaling, and see what stands out most for you. Like, what was really that moment that you were going like, wow? And I'll give a few instructions on breakouts again. So we'll break out in groups of three again, but they will be different people from before. And what I'd like you to share for these 10 minutes, so 3 minutes each, is having just quickly scanned what you've written down, share what most stands out for you. So what do you have at the end of this course that you didn't have before, and why does that stand out most? Why is that important to you? And when you hear the ding, then just announce yourself and first person start. What did you journal about? What's do you have at the end of the course that you didn't have before? Why is that important to you? Hi, everyone. Back in the main room from the breakout. Hope you had some great conversations. Again, we tend to listen into a few groups just to make sure that everything is all right and it's working. And when we do, we occasionally hear some beautiful stuff. Just so you know that we're kind of walking from room to room sometimes, and we're muted just to make sure that we don't disturb your conversation. So what would be really nice, I mean, we're about to wrap up, and we'll probably go 5 minutes over time, so I hope that's okay for people. If not, you're of course welcome to leave at this point and check the last piece in the recording. But it'd be great to hear from a few people, like, what did you talk about? What most stood out, either from your journaling or what you heard from others? And why is that stuff important to you? So just dial 1 again on your phone or on your dial pad if you're using Skype, and then we can unmute you, and it will be really lovely to hear from at least a few of you, because I think some of your conversations were really on fire. So we're going to unmute Brigitte. Hi, Brigitte. You want to share?
Yes, please. Thank you. I had a very nice conversation with Corinne and Relish, I think is his name. And for me, what I experienced was what I now have after the course that I didn't have before the course is, and it changed from joy and happiness, where it started, to the realization of a high telephone bill, to the final thing that came out, and that is a purpose for this phase in my life.
Wow, sounds like that was quite an intense journaling exercise that you went through in a couple minutes.
Yes, I did. But it's very nice.
Beautiful. Thank you. So, any others that would like to share either what they journaled about or what they heard others talk about that really impacted them? So a few more people. Let's hear from Christiana Garcia. Are you there, Christiana?
Yes, I am. Thank you. First of all, this is wonderful, so thank you so much. What would I feel I accomplished at the end? Feeling energized and not alone, because I've met some kindred spirits and I have a clarity of purpose. the courage to actually continue to grow and to go along my path with an affirmation of who I am. And we had a discussion about that in the group, and that's where I see myself. From what you've discussed today, I think it's going to be very enriching for me as an individual, and hence I think I can bring that back into the workforce and continue to realize who I am. And so I thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. And I can't imagine that just in a few minutes everyone's kind of going so deep. I'm listening to that with a big smile on my face, and all three of us are looking at each other like, wow, that is beautiful. That's why, you know, we put this course together. So that's really beautiful to hear. So let's hear from one more person. We're a little bit over time, but I would so love to hear from one more person. Let's see. Adi Sundari. You there?
Yeah, hi. I realized I am a business consultant for 10 years working with Israeli companies. And as soon as I started journaling, I realized that I'm so looking forward. This is going to be such a personal, deep journey for me. I just left a big consulting firm. I'm a freelancer, so I think I'm going to look at this course as an opportunity for me to really refine my own business model in a more conscious way. And what better way to do it, I think, than to ride on the wave of these meetings, learn how to, you know, be more conscious business-wise myself, and then also then refine how I want to present it to clients, you know, what's my target audience, just to use this as another means for my own, like as another coaching tool for me to refine, you know, what kind of services and products I want to provide and to whom, and to have the confidence to be able to say, yeah, I'm doing conscious business.
Mm. Wow. Thank you for sharing that.
Thank you.
I'm really appreciating how we're kind of people from across the globe are kind of dialing into this virtual place that doesn't exist. And we're having this conversation. And we're having these really meaningful conversations. I mean, I'm struck, really struck by what you were just sharing, all of you. And I can imagine, like, there's so much that we didn't hear today from all the people that that didn't share or that didn't get a chance to share. So you will have lots of opportunity to do that in the next 8 weeks, 7 weeks maybe. And we're actually going to wrap up the main piece of the class. Like I said, there will be some room to hang out in the discussion forum, which is going to be another breakout. Maybe we'll make those groups of four this time. And you know, just reflect on the class and of what you heard today, what you learned, maybe get to know a few more people. And in the meantime, let me just quickly wrap up. So what we've been doing today is kickstarting the Agents of Conscious Business course. And I hope that we have at least started to get to know each other a little bit. And from those conversations and small groups and from hearing from other people, I hope that, I mean, I am definitely starting to get a sense of community. And I'm really curious to see where that will go over the next 8 weeks as we hear from more and more of you and actually get to know you better. From the getting to know each other, we then moved on to the blueprint of conscious business, a blueprint, I should say, just from our perspective based on last year's interviews. And invited you to listen to that and to listen for your own strengths and your own challenges. And then finally, with this journaling exercise, to really clarify and get specific on what you want to get out of this course and where you want to be in 8 weeks. And it feels to me like that was quite a powerful exercise for a lot of you. We will actually deepen that using the workbook, which we'll put together, and it will be available tomorrow. So a lot of it is already prepared, but we decided since we're doing these calls live, we wanted to make sure that the workbooks really make the most of the actual conversations that we're having, which is why we have some work ahead of us tonight and tomorrow morning to make sure that we can get that to you in time. So tomorrow, if you go to the Academy website, you'll find there the workbook for this session and the recording for this session if you want to listen to it again. Of course, the conversations in the small groups are not in the recording, because that's not possible. But everything that happens outside of the small groups in the main room is. So you'll have a chance to listen to that again. And there's a few other ways that you can really deepen what you're getting out of this course. One is you'll find for the next week with Brett Thomas, you'll find some resources on the Academy website. And it would be great if you can share a few comments on what really struck you and what you're taking from them. If you haven't already done that, it would also be nice if you can complete your profile on the Academy website. A lot of people already have. We've got lots of pictures up there and bios, and it's really nice because it gives us a chance to see who we're talking to, and even if you're in small groups with other people, you'll be able to quickly go to the Academy website and maybe see the face with the people that you're talking to. So if you have any trouble doing that, just contact us or leave a comment and we'll help you get that set up. And then if at any time you want to share some insights or something that you do either from this week's class or from next week's, you can just add those comments on the pages for the weekly classes, which a lot of people have already started doing, and which is beautiful. So again, that's it for today. Next week, Brett Thomas from Stegen, who will really be focusing on a few things, but particularly leadership and communication. If that was it for you, then goodbye and see you next week. If you want to hang around, we're actually going to go into the discussion forums, which means we'll be putting those that hang around into groups of four. Maybe a few groups will be smaller, doesn't matter. You'll just get a chance to quickly look back at today's class, the first class of 8 weeks, and to get to know a few more people, share insights, share learnings. That will go on until, for us, 8 o'clock, which is in about 20 minutes. In fact, we'll probably do it only for 15 minutes and then take 5 minutes at the end to just hear from you again and say goodbye if you're hanging around. So again, thank you so much for being there for this first class. See you next week. And if you hang around, just wait until you hear the ding again. We'll put you in breakout groups. And you can just, you know, share your thoughts and talk to a few other people. Welcome back, everyone, to the main room. Really cool to see almost everyone staying around for this last open discussion forum. So it looked like you were enjoying that, getting to know some more people. I think it'd be nice to, before we wrap up, to just hear from a few people. I mean, we're super curious to hear what you talked about and whether this this is valuable, you know, just have some open space for conversation. So if you have something to share, please press 1 and we'll unmute you and we'll have space for maybe a few comments or shares before we wrap up. So, Avona, you're now unmuted. Hi.
Okay. Well, in our sharing, we decided that 3 minutes isn't quite enough time to share. Great. Conversations get started. So.
Yeah, I can totally imagine it is quite short. to ask you a question of who are you and what is work to you, and then to say 3 minutes, that's actually quite cruel. But I think most of you have dealt with it pretty well, so... It's kind of how balancing the opportunity for interaction with, the actual content also of the class. But beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you.
So, Sandra, you're now unmuted. Hi.
Hi. I just want to say that you know, by I came in with little goals, and all the people that I've been on the phone with had, you know, I thought much loftier goals, and I thought they were great and they're inspiring me. So I decided I'm going to achieve my little goals a little sooner than the 8 weeks, and then try to build my goal up. So
wow, that's beautiful. I think that's one of the things that's so cool about being in a community together, and you can actually get inspired by others too, which is so different from reading a book or even listening to an interview, for example. So that's really cool. Thanks. So anyone else, if you want to share or just leave a comment before you wrap up for the day, just dial 1 so that we can unmute you. So Eddie, you're unmuted. Hi.
Hi. I just wanted to say that I realized by having the one last conversation staying around how important it is to engage. Like, the more I engage and the more I give myself into this process and not just take it academically, the more I'll get out of it. So thank you for actually, you know, giving us the opportunity to engage and to have that time.
Yeah, thanks. And I think this is really something that excites us most about this course, because of course we did interviews there before and they were great teachers and they had great stories, and that was really inspiring. And at the same time, you end up listening to it kind of one way. It wasn't for us when we were doing the interview, but for everyone listening, that's kind of one way. And I think it's really when you start talking about this with each other and start unpacking it that you get a lot of the value. So thanks so much for sharing that, and I'm really glad that you made use of that opportunity for those last 20 minutes to join in the open forum, because I think when we do know each other well, we'll get more out of it. So beautiful. Thank you. So I think we'll have one more before we wrap up. So hi, Nick. You should be able to talk now.
Thank you. Hi, it's Nick here from England. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we can hear you fine.
You can? Yeah, okay, great. I thought it was really helpful, Ewan's framing at the start when he was talking, giving a bit of a blueprint for conscious business and saying, you know, conscious business is one that works to become more conscious of its purpose and also more conscious of its impacts on the environment, socially, and so on. And that really got me thinking about other kind of dimensions of how we can kind of define a conscious business. And I was thinking of, you know, conscious business can encourage the individuals within an organization to become more conscious, can encourage more conscious communication between them and more consciousness in the relationships between them, and then develop more organizational structures and processes that then encourage kind of foster a culture and environment that will encourage that kind of consciousness as well. And it's kind of sparked off for me a whole load of ideas around how you frame and how you talk about this. So I just wanted to put that in and say thanks. I thought that was really helpful framing from you in there.
Great. Thanks, Nick. And that brought a big smile to Ewan's face also. And I think, you know, the things you talk about, they resonate a lot. And I think we'll cover a lot of that these next 8 weeks. And you were just saying that it sparked a lot of thoughts and ideas. If you at any point want to share any of those on the Academy website by throwing in a comment, maybe for week one or anywhere else, you know, and kind of share with us the ideas and insights that you got from that, that would be really beautiful. Maybe we could even get a little a dialogue flowing there.
Sure. Okay, thank
thanks.
You.
Beautiful. I'd love to hear from many more of you, but that's more or less 2 hours and a bit, so I think that's a lot, and we want to leave you with that and get working on the workbook. Thanks again, everyone. We're actually, as an opening or as an ending, just throw open all the lines, so unmute everyone, so we can just all say goodbye and hear each other, and we'll see you next week with Brett Thomas. So there you go. Everyone's unmuted.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
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 Bye.